everyone. Thank you for being here today. I will actually be presenting the next two presentations, so bear with me. But our findings will corroborate what has been presented so far. So it'll be interesting and more information about a similar topic. This work was conducted while I was at Stony Brook conducting my master's in public health, and actually one of my colleagues who collaborated in the project is in the audience today, Sharani Jagroop. Our study looked at the intrauterine device as a method of emergency contraception, and we wanted to assess awareness and acceptability of this method in a Latin American population. Today, I have no relationships to disclose. And as we might know, 62% of all pregnancies in South America are unintended. Latin America is actually one of the highest regions with unintended pregnancies. And as has been stated before, the copper IUD is the most effective method for emergency contraception. It's highly effective, very safe, and can be inserted up to 5 days after unprotected intercourse. Despite this, and that we have this gold standard, it's women and patients all around the world don't know this method exists and is available to them if they choose to use it. Few studies actually in the U.S. have been conducted to assess whether a patient would be willing to use this method for EC. The studies predominantly by Turok have assessed acceptability, and none to our knowledge have been conducted in Latin America, so we'll be providing new knowledge on this topic. Our aims are threefold. We wanted to examine the level of knowledge women had in terms of the pill for emergency contraception, and also their knowledge levels of the IUD as a regular contraceptive method. We also then assessed acceptability of the IUD for EC. Our sample is a convenience sample from a family planning clinic in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Women were recruited if they were 18 years or older in attending this family planning clinic. And this is all women attending the clinic, not just looking for EC. We interviewed 307 women, but due to missing data, our analytical sample was 273. In Argentina, the public sector has about 33 public hospitals, in Buenos Aires, I'm sorry, and they offer free medical care to patients who are predominantly of low-income immigrant populations. And the IUD is actually, the copper IUD is actually in both the Mirena, but more, the copper IUD is more accessible and offered for free in public institutions. Our study was approved by Stony Brook University's Ethics Committee and the hospital in Argentina. So to give you some background about our survey, we first asked a series of questions to assess level of knowledge of both the EC pill and the IUD as a regular contraceptive. Then we provided a 3-minute script that we read to the participant where we provided WHO guidelines and recommendations about the IUD's effectiveness, efficacy, benefits, and risk for use as an EC method. After this script, we assessed their acceptability and their attitudes towards using or recommending this method for EC. In Argentina, the IUD is commonly used for regular contraceptive, but is not available and not technically legal to provide it for EC. So our questions assessing acceptability and attitudes were hypothetical scenarios. If this was approved in Argentina, are you willing to use it? From the survey, we identify 2 prescript outcomes and 1 postscript outcome. So first, we looked at high level of knowledge of the EC pill. And women were asked a series of 8 questions, which we created an additive score from 0 to 10, and we consider high level of knowledge anyone who obtained a score of 8 or above. And this was the 75th percentile. Similarly, high level of knowledge of the IUD was assessed with 13 questions, which were given 1 point each if they were correct, and a score of 9 or above was considered high. Our postscript outcome was how accepting they were of this method once they obtained the education. And we considered, this was a question actually on the following way. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how much do you like the idea of using the IUD for EC? If they rated 8 or higher, they were considered to be highly accepting of the IUD for EC. And this score, this measure was a little skewed to the left, so we actually made the cutoff at the 50th percentile. We looked at several characteristics to examine to predict our different outcomes, age, nationality, education, reproductive history, and family planning methods previously used, so whether they used an IUD before. For our analysis, we calculated proportions for demographics, contraceptive history, and acceptability of the IUD for EC. We estimate three multivariate models, one to predict high ECP knowledge, high IUD knowledge, and high acceptability of the IUD as an EC. And we conducted our analysis using Stata 12. Our findings. We find that our sample was approximately 30 years old. Almost half of our sample was Argentine, and a little less than half had less than a primary education. Majority of our sample was Catholic, and this is expected as Argentina is very Catholic country, and 62% were employed. When we look at reproductive family planning history, we see that about a third of our sample had never been pregnant and didn't or had no desire for a child or any more children. A large proportion actually had previously used the EC pill, and again, a similar proportion had used an IUD. When we asked about whether they knew the IUD functions for EC, this is expected, 2% reported they did know. So the rest of our sample was not aware this method was actually available, not in Argentina, but can be used in other countries. And 25% were considered to have high knowledge levels of EC pill and the IUD. Now, when we look at acceptability of the IUD for EC, despite only 2% knowing this method can be used, we find that once we provide them with the right information, 80% say they would use the IUD for emergency contraception in a hypothetical scenario, and 64% are considered to be highly accepting of this method. 86% say that in case they would, if they were to use it, a partner will support them, and almost 90% say they would recommend the IUD for EC to a friend. When we look at our predictive models, we find that women who are Argentine, so born in Argentina, are actually more likely than women who are immigrants to have a higher knowledge level of the EC pill. And of course, women who with less education, less than a primary education, are less likely to be more knowledgeable of the EC pill. When we look at the IUD as a regular contraceptive, we find that women who have used an IUD before relative to women who have not are more likely to be more knowledgeable of this method. Now, when we look at acceptability of the IUD for EC, we find that Argentine women and women who have previously used an IUD are more accepting of an IUD for EC. In comparison to women who have never been pregnant, they're actually less accepting of an IUD for EC. This study is important because it's actually one of the first studies, peer-reviewed studies, that looks at women's knowledge and attitudes towards the IUD as an EC in Latin America. And although our sample that used an IUD before or used an EC pill is quite large relative to other study, we find that it might be more plausible because in Argentina or in Latin America overall, the IUD is used more often than in the U.S. In the U.S., about 60% of women who use contraception use the IUD relative to 10% of contraceptive users in Latin America who use an IUD. And actually, previous studies actually done by one of our co-authors found that 2 to 12% of women are using an IUD. Overall, we find that virtually no one in our sample had an idea that the IUD can be used as an EC method. And we find that 4 out of 5 women will support the IUD for EC. And compared to studies that have been conducted in the U.S., especially by Turok, we find that this might be a little bit higher. These studies find that 12 to 16% of women are actually accepting of the IUD for EC here in the U.S., and we have a greater support for this method. And this may be attributed to methodology. We were assessing use of the IUD as EC in a convenience sample, not just women seeking EC like Turok did, but all women attending this family planning clinic. And it's plausible that women are more in support of the IUD because it's a more common method in Latin America than in the U.S. Nonetheless, we do find that Argentine women and Paris women are more accepting of the IUD for EC. And we also find that immigrant women and women Immigrant women are actually less knowledgeable of the IUD and are less accepting of the IUD for EC. A few challenges ahead is educating providers to give up-to-date information, more accurate information to women so that they can have more options to choose and actually choose the gold standard, something that's highly effective for them. And in terms of Argentina, is advocating for policy changes so that the IUD, which is already offered for free at public institutions, can be also inserted that day when the woman is seeking emergency contraception. Our study was recently published in Contraception, so you could access it with the citation. And I would like to thank a few colleagues who provided a lot of research assistance for this study and the International Health Research Scholarship, which funded our project. Thank you. So.